You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Luke Elder, Mick Norton and James Millman in the studio. A good Saturday to look forward to as well. It's Haydock Sprint Cup Day. We've also got good racing at Ascot and Kempton on the flat alongside that. There's also Thirsk, National Hunt Racing from Stratford and an evening card at Wolverhampton as well. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, thank you. Sorry, for a minute there, I thought you said your name was Mark Walton, but the Mark Walton I know has got a big bushy beard, so I don't know who you are, imposter.
Yeah, I've gone for a change of image.
Right. Yeah. How's that working out for you so far?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you get ID'd in pubs now?
I do look quite a bit younger, don't I? It's probably the first time I haven't looked about 35 in about 2 years. So.
That's good for getting half fare on the buses anyway.
Yeah.
Save you a few quid.
I still don't think I'd quite get away with that, but yeah, change is as good as a rest, as they say.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Good Saturday coming up anyway, haven't we? Haydock Sprint Cup Day is always a good day to look forward to. There's decent stuff elsewhere as well, including all-weather action at Kempton, which I'm sure you've had one eye on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a good card at Ascot.
Yeah.
And because it's September, it's the weather's likely to turn, and there's a lot of guesswork involved as to what the state of the ground is going to be in Haydock.
Yeah.
With rain forecast from 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So it's a case of will Lamato run if the rain arrives, and will he cope with the rain softened ground if it does?
Yeah, that is the big question, really, I suppose. Bear in mind that when you're having a bet, if we've had a deluge up at Haydock, then it'd kind of change the opinion there, wouldn't it? So
that's right.
Yeah. We're going to look at three races at Haydock and one from Ascot. We might also touch on one of the other races at Haydock, because I accidentally got Andrew to prep the wrong race. So we might get a little bit of a Brucey bonus along the way. But the first race that we look at is the 3 o'clock at Haydock. This is what used to be the Superior Mile Stakes. It's a Group 3 contest for the three-year-olds and older. We do have betting out on site already as well. And Mitcham Swagger, 4-1, market leader here for the 3 o'clock. It's 9-2 for Convey, Custom Cup 5-1, 6-1 for Hafal, 7-1 Breton Rock, First Selection 8-1, 12s or bigger for the rest. Who'd you like in the 3 o'clock to get us underway?
I'm quite keen on First Selection here, the only three-year-old in the race for Simon Crisford. I like the fact that he's booked Haydock expert jockey Richard Kingscote for this one, who's having his first ride for the yard. There doesn't look like a lot of pace in the race, and I thought that the likely front runner was First Selection. He could get loose on the lead here, and he drops below Group 1 company for the first time in a while. So he was second to the Gurkha at 50-1 at Deauville back in May. Struggled since, but now he drops below Group 1 company, you know, for the first time in a long time. That's got to be interesting. His record in Europe in Group 3 or lower is 4 wins from 4 starts. So wouldn't be confident if the rain arrived, because he tends to be best on good or faster going. But I just thought the pace angle was the key here. And if he gets an easy lead under a jockey who excels from the front at this particular track, then at 8-1, First Selection would look the value in the race.
First Selection then looks the value to Andrew there at the moment. As we record this, going at Haydock is described as good, which would be perfectly fine for him. Where's the main danger in there, Andrew?
Yeah, it's Mitcham Swagger, the one you mentioned, is currently our 4-1 favourite. Difficult to assess. Got a good record at Haydock, a win and a next second in a field of 16 from 2 runs here, but hasn't won for a while. It's almost a year since his last win, and has been beaten in photo finishes a few too many times for my liking to take a short price. But I do think you know, he'd still be the one to fear, particularly if the rain arrived, because he has got a good record on soft. He was third to Portage in the Royal Hunt Cup on soft ground at Royal Ascot, of course.
Yeah, okay then. So Mitchum Swagger could be the danger. First selection, the selection for Andrew there. We're just going to nip over to Ascot for the 3:10. The Apple Tizer Stakes, a heritage handicap over a mile and a half. It's for three-year-olds only. And the market at the moment, at the time of recording this, is headed by Dal Harold, who's 3-1, 7-2 for Stargazer. Real Dominion is 15-2. Danehill Kodiak, 15-2 as well. 10-1 for Wild Hacked, 11-1 for Combative. 12-1 for New Caledonia, and 14s or bigger for the others. No real surprise to see Dal Harold at the top of the market there. Andrew, his form from Goodwood has taken one or two boosts since.
Yes, absolutely. That race has worked out really well. He won by a short head that day, and he's just got a great record since stepped up to a mile and a half. A win at Musselburgh, that third at Royal Ascot when he was only beaten ahead and the same. And doing best of those who had ridden patiently. The front runners never came back that day. The winner, Manjarm, tracked leader, and the runner-up, Shabar, was the one who cut out the early running. So I think that was an excellent effort. So he won narrowly at Goodwood. That race has thrown up winners. And you know, as long as there's a reasonable pace to chase here, then I think he could be hard to beat. New Caledonia for Mark Johnson looks the likely leader. Would be, you know, potential each way bet if he got loose on the lead, but he's still to win a race. Since his maiden victory at York back in July of last year, he's now 0-6 in handicap company. But you know, if that one's allowed an easy lead, I think he could well be the danger.
Okay, but you're with Dal Harold here.
That's right, Dal Harold. Although I was slightly disappointed, he's not an each way price or 3-1. Although Andy Holding would disagree with me,
it's still an each way maggot, as he calls it. Let's have a look at the 3:30 at Haydock next. This one is a class 2 handicap over a mile and 3/4. It's for 3-year-olds and older. It's the Old Borough Cup, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
But it's been renamed by a sponsor here, which we won't mention. Yeah. And the betting at the moment, headed by Magic Circle, who's 5-1, 6-1 for Shakopee, Shrewd 13-2, 7-1 for Walpole, Montali is 15-2, 14-1 for Intense Tango, and Gabriel Starr 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Big field here as well. We've got 17 of them to go to post, so it's not the easiest puzzle to solve. Andrew, can you help us out in there?
Yeah, I mean, favourites have got a reasonable recent record in the race. I think you'd make a profit backing them blind in the last 9 or 10 years. And Magic Circle is certainly a worthy favourite. And this one's got a great record since handicapping. 5 wins, a second and a close fourth from 7 starts, with the second place forgivable, as he did best of those who were ridden patiently when he was up against a pace bias. So, you know, should go well again for the Rafe Beckett Yard. But I'm going to go with a slightly bigger price one. I think he's around about a 13-2 shot. This is Shrewd, number 2 for Ian Jardine. This one was second in the E-ball last time out. Had no answer to Heartbreak City that day, going down by 4 lengths. But, you know, he beat the rest of the field sort of pretty well, coming from off the pace. And I think Shrewd for Ian Jardine, who won this last year, of course, with a 20-1 shot in the shape of Nikita. I think he'll go very well.
Yeah, do you know much about Donald O'Connor on board? He's not a jockey that I know too much about, if I'm honest.
No, I don't know a great deal. He's claiming 5. Actually, saying that, he's the one that I think Andy Holding has been raving about.
In Ireland,
you know, reckons he's a real sort of up-and-coming young jockey and one to keep a very close eye on. So, certainly, I'm looking at his, you know, recent stats here, and a lot of the horses he rides tend to place in you know, big field handicaps at nice prices. You know, his last couple of rides, second at 12-1 and third of 16 at 9-2. So, yeah, interesting that they've brought this lad over from Ireland.
Yeah. Okay, so Shrewd then, the selection for Andrew in the 3:30 at Haydock. Just have a quick word on the 4 o'clock, which is a Class 2 handicap over 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, 17 of them to go to post here. These big field sprints can often go, you know, if you run it 10 times, it could go to 10 different winners. So
it's certainly worthy mentioning this, because we've got, we'll have some draw clues here if, you know, for the Haydock Sprint Cup later on.
Yeah.
So, worth noting where the winner comes from. Mickey is quite interesting here from stall 8 of 17. This is a qualifier on the Tom Dascombe Haydock handicappers system. If you chucked a tenner on every handicapper Tom Dascombe runs at this track in the last 5 years, you'd have made almost £1,000 in profit. And he had, I think it was a 9-1 or 10-1 winner on Friday in the stake of Quimro. On Thursday, and he's got a couple on Friday as well. So this one been showing good early speed over six furlongs, going down by head at Newmarket last time and finishing second to progressive rival at Haydock the time before. Dropped to five furlongs for the first time in his career. I thought he'd go well. And similar comments apply to El Astronaute, who won in a fast time at Epsom on his most recent start, and he's got a great record at this time of year. His record in August and September, three wins, a third and a fourth from five starts, but in other months it's just one win from 12, and that win came in a maiden on the 24th of July, so he was only a week short of his sort of peak period. So a horse that goes particularly well this time of year. Jamie Spencer on board, so we can expect him to be ridden patiently in a race that should be run to strong pace. But yeah, Mickey would be my main selection in that race.
Mickey the main selection then. Keep an eye on El Astronaute as well. And we finish off in the 4:30 at Haydock, the big race of the afternoon, the Haydock Sprint Cup. Six furlong sprint Group 1 contest.
Yeah, it's all down to the forecast rain, whether it arrives or not here. Lamato is well known for liking rattling fast ground. Ran an absolute blinder in the Nunthorpe last time on his first run at five furlongs, and to finish second to Mecca's Angel, having his first run at the trip, was an excellent effort. Even though he was favourite, so I don't think he lost any cast in defeat. And if the rain doesn't arrive, then 2-1 would look a good price, and I can imagine him going off a lot shorter. But of course, there's half an inch forecast from 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, looking at the latest weather reports. And if they're accurate, then the word soft could appear in the going description, and Lamato could drift significantly. So interesting to see what happens with regards to his price and even his participation if we get a lot more rain than expected.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with a much bigger price one here, one that won't mind the ground at all if it does ease, and that's number 14, Miranissa, for Ed Vaughan. This one's been supplemented after winning a Pontefract listed race in a very fast time from Ridge Ranger. And Ed Vaughan is in superb form at the moment. His last five runners have produced three wins, a half-length second, and a close third. And so Miranissa's started life in sort of seven furlong mile races, often raced keenly and didn't get home. But since she's been dropped to sprint trips, she's had eight runs, five wins, a second, third and fourth. And the fourth came in a field of four when she raced with the choke out at Newmarket when getting no cover. And in sprints of 12 or more runners, she's 2 from 2. She should get a good toe into the race here from likely front runners Only Mine, which is drawn next door to her in stall 16. And there's other pace high as well. So if the stand side and high draws are favoured, that's certainly where the pace is as well. Catchy's up there for Tom Dascombe. That one tends to make the running in stall 15. She can just sit behind that pair, then she could surprise here at 40-1. And I say she has been supplemented, so I'm not sure how much the supplementary fee was. It's worth noting that Connections have stumped up several thousand pounds, no doubt, in order for her to take a chance in this race. Yeah. And she's 40-1, which seems a decent each-way price.
Yeah, and some, yeah, 40-1 for Miranissa at Haydock then in the Sprint Cup. Limato heads that market at 2-1 at the moment. 5-1 Quiet Reflection, 7-1 The Tin Man, 8-1 for Magical Memory and Dancing Star, 12-1 Soudoir, 16-1 Don Juan Triumphant, 20-1 on bigger prices for the others, and Miranissa 40-1, as we just said there, the selection for Andrew. What about the top end of the market there? We've touched on Limato a little bit. We haven't really mentioned the likes of Quiet Reflection or The Tin Man or Magical Memory, any of those?
I prefer a Quiet Reflection of those in single figure prices. This one was third to Lamato in the July Cup last time out. That was her first ever run on officially good to firm going. You look at her previous efforts on good or softer. It's got a fantastic record. Six wins and a fifth place in a Group 2 on a second start when stepping up from maiden company from seven starts. She's been to Haydock before, won very easily in Group 2 company, beating Don John Triumphant by almost four lengths. Carl Burke was sort of stating that, you know, the yard had been a little bit out of form, but it's only really the one horse, which was 16-1 on, that was beaten at Hamilton, that sort of caused people to you know, doubt how well his horses are running. But he has had five winners in the past fortnight. He had a 33-1 second at Haydock on Thursday, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. And he did say that Quiet Reflection has been working well after one or two niggly setbacks and problems since the July Cup. So if the trainer's comments are accurate, no reason why Quiet Reflection won't go well, especially if the rain arrives. Stall 4 of 17, difficult to know whether that's going to be a good draw or not, especially if the pace is high from Catchy and Only Mine in stalls 15 and 16. But we might get some clues from the handicap at 4 o'clock, half an hour beforehand.
Yeah, it's worth keeping an eye on that. In the past 4 years, though, we have had winners out of 5, 2 and 3, so not always the worst thing to be drawn low in the Sprint Cup. But like you say, it could all change on the day with the weather and so on, and keep an eye on that in the 4 o'clock. Superb, Andrew. Good stuff. Let's just have a little bit of a quick summary before you go, if you wouldn't mind just relaying your selections for us then for the final time.
Yeah, certainly. 3 o'clock at Haydock, I'm going with First Selection for Simon Crisford. Richard Kingscote can hopefully make all the running. The 3:10 at Ascot, it's Glorious Goodwood winner Dal Harold. The 4 o'clock at Haydock, going with Mickey for Tom Dascombe in the 5 furlong handicap. The Old Borough Cup, the 3:30, where I'm with Shrewd. And then finally, the 4:30, the big sprint, I'm going with Meronissa at 40-1 to cause a surprise.
Superb. Good work, Andrew. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Andrew Mount on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Luke Elder, Mick Norton and James Millman in the studio. It's Haydock Sprint Cup Day at Haydock, obviously. It's also good racing at Ascot and Kempton. Alongside that, we've got Stratford and Thirsk as well to complete the afternoon lineup, and Wolverhampton in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.